Good morning. This past week's daf was daf Samach Tes from Maseches Yuma, the beginning of the seventh perek. Let's see the Mishnah. Mishnah beginning in the seventh perek on Samach Chesom Beis. The Mishnah begins, and the Mishnah says as follows. Bolei Kain Godol Likreis the Kain Godol now is going to be make the Kriyas HaParsha Psukim in the Torah. He's going to learn, he's going to read. Rashi says Bolei Likreis es HaParsha Diafinu Meiluim. Rashi says that the Mokot to this is we learn from Meiluim Damrinu Meperek Kama Meinayin sha'af mikro parasha ma'akev v'chulun. Now this is by Miluim at the Gemara on Daf Hei Amud Beis. At the Gemara Daf Hei Amud Beis over here. Right in the middle of the Amud, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. This pasuk is talking about miluim. This that we learn from miluim to Yom Kippur is not mevuyer. Right, this seems to be Rashi's chiddush. Rashi doesn't bring a mokor, a source to this. And the Mephoshim or Takanis Kashan are bothered with this Rashi that if there is a limud, so why is only Mikra Parasha the thing that we learn up? You know, other things from Milum should also be learned to Yom Kippur. If you look in the Taisis Yishonim, the first Taisis Yishonim, he brings a Yerushalmi. See the second part of that first Taisis Yishonim. Minayim likrais ha-parasha rav'idi b'shem rabbi Yechanan b'yas matam eloyim ha-kash ha-tziva ha-shem mikhan likrais ha-parasha. A different limud, a limud in the psukim, in the parsha of Yom Kippur itself, a different source, nothing to do with milum. A limud in the psukim themselves over here, kriyas parsha. It would seem to be over here that if these sources over here are deraisa dika sources, deraisa dika dinim, that there should be a kriyas parsha on Yom Kippur. This Vasevus is Ma'ira, that if that's so, then it would come out that we have an additional Kriyas HaTorah, which is the Raisa, right? And he brings from Taisus. Taisus says that the Kriyas HaTorah, the Raisa, we only have is Parshas Zohar. And according to this, there's another Kriyas HaParash, which is the Raisa, and that we should lean on Yom Kippur at all the parishes that are leaned over here in the Osir, in the Chumash HaPikudim, right? We don't lean that on Yom Kippur. It's a chiv on the Kohen Gadol. What? I mean, Pashas, all the thing that he's doing is doing for the Tzibur. It's not his personal thing.
I know, but the Tzibur is on him.
Okay.
I think him is Pashas offer, that everybody could be...
Means he's saying that really we have Batsim as a Chiv today also, but we're just missing the right person to make the Kriya. Okay. Okay, so that's Yivana Taina. Right? In Ochanam, just like we have a Chiv of all the Avodis in Kippur, even today, we're just missing the Beis HaMikdash and Heichetim to do it. And this thing would be And so the reason why Chazal weren't mesaken us to lane it is because we don't have a Kohen Gadol, right? That's why we don't lane there. Okay, I hear. That's a possibility. That's a possibility. The truth of the matter is that there is another chiyuv taka by Hakel. We find also a chiyuv kriya, and we don't have. I mean, people maybe have a minig, right, to lane Mishneh Torah, but zecher not a chiyuv, not a chiyuv. So you see savvy that even though that there is such a din that zecher a deraisa the kedin doesn't have to necessarily carry over, right? I guess, you know, Yom Kippur, I guess, is a busy enough day, so it's not really a question why there's no minig, right, to lay that. Yeah, right. Akoponim. Yes, so this is the dinner of Kriyas Aparishim. Right? We'll see as the Mishnah goes on what we lay in and what oifim we lay in. But the Mishnah continues and says like this. B'negei to begodim b'shas ha-kriya, in motz likreis b'bigdei butz kore, v'imlav kore b'itzdalus lov mishaloi. In the Mishnah state, that the halacha is as far as a begodim requirement, it's mivuyir, that he doesn't have to wear b'gdei kahuna. In motz likreis b'bigdei butz kore, if he wants to, he has the rishus. Right, and we'll see the Gemara learns halachas from the fact that even though he doesn't have to, he may. But imrat likreis bebigdei butz kore, he has the option if he wants those begodim that he's wearing right now. He can keep those begodim on to make the krivim lav kore b'stalus lav mishaloi. He could wear his own beged. Well, I see the Rishonim a question. What exactly this is? But it's mivuyah that l'chol apochus, like the Mishnah says, is mishaloi. And it's not a ois gehalt and a big day kuna. It doesn't have all the requirements of big day kuna. Doesn't meet that requirement. And that's why the Gemara takes out. We'll see that Kriyas Parash is not an avoida and doesn't require begodim from the fact that he could be kareb its talus mishaloi. Zok Rashi imrotz likris with big day butz shuhu lovush achshov shoav ben avoida chayim. These are the begodim that he's wearing. So he could wear these begodim. Mishnah says, if he wants to wear it, it's talus shaloi. Rashi says, it's talus lavush kimin choluk. It's lavush like a choluk. Choluk, right? We usually refer to some kind of shirt. We'll see in the Tosis Yeshanim over here. That the Tosfos Shem understands what Rashi means is that this is a beggar which has the form of Bigdei Kahuna. And as a matter of fact, it will be mashma that we know Bigdei Kahuna are four begodim. Right? It's only mentioning over here one thing. Over here, and the mashma of the Tosfos Shem would seem to be that, according to Rashi, that he's wearing four begodim, which the begodim themselves, that whatever he's wearing could be a bigdei kuna. As a matter of fact, you know, maybe just the only thing that he's switching over here is only the outer beged, right? And that's why the assumption, according to Rashi, is that everything that he's wearing really fits the tzura. It looks like bigdei kuna.
So according to Rashi, would he be allowed to wear just stam begadim that are not resembling the bigdei kuna?
L'chayra, if they're not really bigdei kahuna, so then l'chayra they don't have any. I would think that there's there's no requirement really. So theoretically, you know, if there are other reasons why we want him to wear begodim that look like that, but you know, as far as what the halacha requires, l'chayra he can wear anything.
So you remember Rabbi Yitzchak that we're not talking only about the cholok. We're talking about all the begodim.
Well, when we say we are. That's the big day kahuna. Now the question is Stiles Love and Mishaloy. What's that? What's that?
Why is that, that? What are the other gadim? We only ask on that particular begging.
So, I mean, I think the pshat is because that's the outer beggar, and that's the only beggar that, he might be changing.
I mean, the other gadim is ladder wear.
I mean, Sabi, he's ladder wear then, right? That's the Mishnah saying, right? He could wear the big day kahuna. Right? This option that he has to wear Mishaloy, we're discussing, right? Is he still wearing the other big day kahuna and just changing the choluk or ulem? So we'll see from the Taisis Shushanim, it seems to be that what he's wearing is akaponim fits the tzura of big day kahuna, right? And we'll see, right? So is that because we understand that it's Tal Shaloy is just one example of it, and the other three begotten are his also, or what the mission means over here is he's just changing the outer begin, and therefore the other begotten, right? I guess including the avnet, right, are understood that that's what he's going to be wearing. Right? You saw anything in the Farshim about this?
I remember seeing one note someplace that it was lav dafka that begin.
Okay. On your beard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's see over here. Let's see over here. In order to appreciate the Tosis Yishonim, let's see the Gemara. The first piece of Gemara. The Gemara says as follows: Midikatan b'tzalus lovim mishaloi. From the fact that the Mishnah says that he could wear itzalus lovim mishaloi, mechlal the kriya lav avoydehi. That's a raya that kriya is not avoyda. If kriya was avoyda, he wouldn't be able to wear the itzalus lovim mishaloi. Now, it's not mevuir in the Gemara itself, not so clearly what's missing over here, right? We definitely know that he doesn't have Big Day Kahuna. This, right, if he's reading Stiles Lovim Shaloi, it's not in line with the full requirements of Big Day Kahuna. But what about it is missing? So, the Tosis Yishonim says as follows. Mechlal the kriya lav avoydehi. Midloy be'inon shimsuren letzibur l'chol hapochus. The Tosis Yishonim says, his first way of explaining what there is, what's missing over here to be have the full conditions of Big Day Kahuna, that has to be given to the tzibur, has to belong to the tzibur. Right? It's really done through a hakdosha, right? And given over... In that way, right? We had that before, right? We learned the sugi before. Uvvachim Svena, right? And the sugi over there, Chavhei, which it's very much negay over here. The Rishonim still to that sugi over here. So that's the first thing that's missing. Now, according to this, we'll see, right? This might be the only aspect which is such. The Tosis Yishonim continues. It says, "Va'oid it stals ain excels for chol kapirish Rashi." Yeah, he says, "Va'oid." There's another reason why you see over here that it only big day kuna, because what he's wearing is something which is not even something which would fit the measure or the picture or the requirements of the ksainis of the big day kahuna. Right? Not like Rashi. That means that he understands, like we were saying before, that according to Rashi, Rashi says choluk, it's something which would fit the requirements, at least, you know, how it looks, this ksainus of the Big Day Kahuna. And therefore, according to Rashi, the Gemara's diuk that you see from the fact that you can wear the choluk, that kriya is not an avoda, is merely from the fact that, as the Mishnah states clearly, mishaloi, right? It's staying shaloi, right? Came out of his closet, going back into his closet, right? It's his. And that condition, therefore, of Shim Surin Letzibur is missing, which is something which is necessary in Big Day Kahuna. That's the only problem. But if you look at it, you know, this is something that were he have to give it over, then it would become standard Big Day Kahuna. And that's what you see. Now, the Tosis Yishonim is arguing on Rashi, and he's saying that that's not what its talus means. It brings another number of rayas from other Gemaras that its talus is not something which is a ksainis. And therefore, when the Gemara is bringing a raya that Kriya is not an avoida from the fact that you could wear its talus, that the Rai is real from something which is more basic, that he's not even wearing all the big day kahuna. This outer beged that he's wearing, instead of the ksainis at least, that is something which doesn't even fit the requirements of the ksainis of the big kahuna. And that, and therefore that'll be part of the Rai. From the fact that you're not even wearing the big day kahuna, things that look like the big day kahuna, nevertheless, you could do it, that's the Rai, it's lab avoida. That's his raya, right? His raya. That's not right. It's not. It's not a choluk. It's not something that has, you know, the form of a person that you just put your hands into, which is what a ksenis is, right? Right. It sounds like it's just some sheet-like, right, kind of thing that you wrap yourself like a palace, right? Exactly. Sakoponim. So that this is the basis of the Gemara. That the Gemara says mitanim b'stalus love mishaloi mechlal tekriya lav avodei. Now the Gemara goes a step further, right, and this becomes the focus of the sugya. So on the one hand, it's mevuyer that he could wear the itzdalus mishaloi, which is not big day kahuna, and therefore that tells us that kriya doesn't have the chashivas of an avodah that it should require big day kahuna. The Gemara goes further and says, well, from the fact that he has the option, kotanim rotzal likra is big day butz koirei, that he has the option of wearing big day kahuna. So what we have over here is a situation that he's doing something which does not require big day kahuna, and he has the option, if he wants, that he could be wearing big day kahuna during this time. Now, the issue that the Gemara is means to question over here is that big day kahuna, proper big day kahuna, is something which is given over Yemaktish, it belongs to Hektish. And therefore, there's a Me'ila problem, right? To be Nene from something which belongs to Hektish, person's not allowed to be Nene. So if so, so how would he even have the option to wear Big Day Kahuna? Is one allowed to wear Big Day Kahuna at a time that he's not doing Avoida? Right? There definitely is a reason to believe that he can't, because of a Isra Hano problem. Zokmar, but we see from over here that even though he's doing something which is not Avoida, he has the option, if he wants, to wear Big Day Kahuna. Zokmar, Sham Mino Big Day Kahuna Lohanes Bohen. But you see from over here that Big Day Kahuna, that one has a heter. A heter was given to be nene from Big Day Kahuna, even shiloi b'sha'as avoida. Even not during avoida. And the Gemara will, the next line, introduce this as a shaila, but the Gemara at this point is just referring to a shaila that was dealt with. And the Gemara says, this Mishnah over here, therefore, should bring a raya to that shaila, Big Day Kahuna. May a kohen wear Big Day Kahuna, and we'll see what the extent maybe of what this is, but definitely that the Big Day Kahuna is meant for Shas Avodah. That's of course when it's supposed to be used, and therefore one would think that, you know, as soon as person Kohen is not doing Avodah anymore, then he wouldn't have the right to wear the Big Day Kahuna.
The Kriya over here, Ma'akya?
Yeah, l'chayim.
So maybe if he's an active, maybe Big Day Kahuna, I would say that he's mutter there is only because he's doing that something that active, so it's Seyach HaVayda.
Okay, so that might be what the Gemara is heading at, right? Right? So if you want to latch it to Avoida, right, we'll see in a minute, right, what that is. Right, at this point, the Gemara is thinking that it's, you know, it's not. It doesn't have the chivdach tzarech avoda.
What about activities that we encountered already earlier? The Mishnayos that lab avoda, like agrela, shkita, whatever, but he's wearing one form or the other of Big Day Kahuna while he's doing those, right? But the
so,
never raised the issue back then.
Yeah, so definitely, see, when As far as, let's say, Shechita is concerned, right, that we already very discussed before, that the Shechita Lav Avoida, right, when we say that, I mean, Shechita Grata requires Big Dig. Right, that's really not, it wasn't true. Yisrael could do it, he's not wearing Big Dig Kahuna. Right, but the Shechita Lav Avoida, what means in regard, the Shechita Lav Avoida, we know, is really a limited concept, because Shechita, you know, definitely has an effect on the korban. We saw even Benegay to the Sugya of Agrolo over there. Right, we saw in Tosfos Yeshanim b'Michal between Shechita and Agrolo that Shechita doesn't have a Torah Avoda is definitely in certain aspects it does have a Cheshivas of an Avoda. Definitely Benegay to Machshava, this that it's concerned from the Dalet Avodas that a Machshava could pass the korban during that time. But let's say you want to know Hagrolo, right? Mm-hmm. Right? Hagrolo Lav Avoda. Right? So that mean Pashtus, what you'd say is that's Pasha, that's a Tzarech Avoda, and that's my more than bring a Raya from over there. Right? But that's a good point that you're being Mo'er. B'chor, Hagrolo Lav Avoda, right? Definitely he's wearing Bidei Kuna. It sounds like there's even a requirement on that, right? And then if that, we'll have to know that there seems to be, there must be different levels of it, because the Gemara over here says Tzarech Avoda, but there's still no requirement. The Hagrolo, there's definitely a requirement of wearing the big day kahuna.
But all those other things are in direct need for the Avoda itself. Mashen Kriya is an independent thing, and it's not towards any Avoda.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's probably why the Gemara has a Shakwatara about this, right? More so than those Achen, right? Like, how are you saying good? Right? That those Achen, intrinsically, we understand that they are Tzarech Avoda. But Benegeya to this Sugya, really it doesn't pertain to really directly to this Sugya. The question really is a question of step before. This sugi is talking about something which doesn't require, could you wear? Over there, it requires, right? You might want to know why does it require. But it doesn't. That question doesn't really pertain to our sugi, because once the fact is that it requires, so shines, of course, that there's no question of mutu lehanes, right? Yeah, so this sugi is a sugi in a situation that does not require Big Day Kahuna. May one wear Big Day Kuhn during that time. That's the Shaila that is in Issa Hano. Zot Imar, that you see from over here, that Big Day Kuhn are in Lahon is Bohen. And that Mara answered, Zomashani Kriya, the Tzarech Avoidehi. No Raya. This is a big question, like we'll see. And the Gemara says that one can't bring a Raya from this Sungya, because this is this Kriya. Dilma Shani Kriya, the Tzarech Avoidehi. Is it Tzarech Avoda? And being that it's Tzarech Avoda, right, that's the basis of why one may wear the Big Day Kuhuna. Now, you know, we discussed it when we're learning this over here, how to understand what the Gemara means to say over here. You know, this idea of the fact that it's Tzarech Avoda, what does it do for us? Right? Now, the Gemara definitely is saying over here that really Big Day Kuhuna are not nitten lehanes. However, over here, there's Tzarech Avoda. So what does the Gemara mean to say that in a chanami, nitten lehanes requires some kind of extended heter? Right? That's what it's going to extend the heter to wear Big Day Kuhuna past the time that the Iker Din needs a special heter, extended heter. And the other side, Luchar, is saying that there's no extended heter, right? And you're limited. Now, when the Gemara is saying Tzarech Avoda, is the Gemara over here mean to say that there's no heter required at all from the fact that it's Tzarech Avoda? Is that what the Gemara is saying? What the Gemara is saying is that's true, that there's a heter required, because this doesn't require Big Day Kuhuna, And whenever big tikkun is not required, we need a heter. The marim just means to say is that you don't see that there's an extended heter for what we're dealing with. Nit lehanas means that you know just able to wear it for your own personal things. And that's what I'm saying. There's no raya that the heter extends that far, but this might require a heter. But what marim is saying is that the heter exists for things which are. Right? So that's what we're just being mistapic over here in the Geder Hadvarim over here. The Maila of Tzorech Havoide, is this something which doesn't even require a heter, a special heter at all? Is that what the Gemara means to say? What the Gemara means to say that true, you see over here some degree of Nitna Lahanis, but only on something which is Tzorech Havoide. Further than that, you wouldn't have a right. And that's really the base, the question, our shail extends to much further. Our shail, we want to know if a person could be Nene in a situation which is b'chlal not tzarech avodah.
Tzarech avodah is the ikuv, right?
Is the
ikuv.
Tzarech is the ikuv.
Tzarech avodah over
here. I don't even know if it's necessarily ikuv. I don't know if you need the ikuv for that.
What is the tzarech avodah?
This is part of the seder of Yom Kippur, right? Even though it doesn't have a tzarech avodah itself, right? Do you need to have an ikav of avoda?
It seems like avoda is an action that supports another part of the avoda, but the laning seems like an isolated activity.
What did the mafarshim say on this? You saw this on this point over here. How they explain why it's considered tzarech avoda?
Maybe that's what
Rashi said in the first Rashi. Rashi is quoting the Gemara over there, okay? Does he mean to say that it's Makiv over here also? I mean, in Kipshute, if it's part of the Seder Hayayim, it should be Ma'akiv. Okay. That's what we're trying to talk about over here, right? You know, does Tzarech Avodah mean that has an effect on other Avodahs? Is that what it means, or the fact that it's part of the Seder of the Avodah Sayyim, even though it in itself doesn't have a Tzarech Avodah, that in itself will give it the chashivas of Tzarech Avodah.
That's like a new wrinkle now for us, because previously it was clear, you know, Hagrala Tzarech Avodah, you don't have the L'shem and L'azazel without Hagrala, and the Shechita, obviously, you don't have a Kolos Adam.
Right. I mean, regardless, level of regardless, that's what this is, right? Yeah. That's why there's a Shakvataya over here, because you see, the Gemara originally didn't see that it should be a Tzarech Avodah, right? Kinir. That seems to be a Shakvataya of the Gemara, right? Otherwise, you could learn that Mar knew that it was a Tzarech Avodah, and we just thought that Tzarech Avodah is not a Malyusa in that, but Kipshuta the Mar's Mashma, that the Mar's been Mechadish.
He touches on it here.
Oh, yeah?
He quotes in the area that first, right, that first he says that Lachora, it's Ma'akev, and that's why, and then he's...
Where are we reading from? On top. Oh. Uh-huh. Okay, so this sounds like these two tzedakim that we have over here in the Meiri is mamash what we're discussing, right? No, I usually don't like to see things brought secondhand, so the Olam should look it up. But that's what he brings over here, that the Meiri brings from a Foshim, that the Kavana Sagamor is that it's Ma'akiv Davodah, like was mentioned over here, and he says that the Meiri is Madcha that Shita, and he says, I'll read you the words. Af she'ena ma'keves mikomokam hoil v'huskina be'emtsa seder ho'avoida hutreba levichas bigdei kahuna. Right, something to that idea, right? From the fact that it's part of the seder hayayim.
Which was not tzarech.
What?
It's negative lashon. Everything tzarech.
No, that just, I mean, if you want to be medayik in this lotion, I have to see what the Meiri says about this. Is, you know, second hand, like I'm saying. But that just would be like a second side, that even this needs heder, right? You know, it would just be a hachrot to that sofa that we have. Okay. Yes, yeah, so the Gemara brings us the Iker Shailu. Yeah, the Iboilon. We just dealt with a raya, with a dichay to a raya, to a shail, the Iboilon. There was such a shail by the Bnei Yeshiva, big de kun nitin lohonis bohen, oiloi nitinu lohonis bohen. Big de kuhuna. I'm looking for the Gemara. See, one condition. The source of this din, the Gemara in Kiddushin Taka talks about this halacha, and the Gemara mentions over there the concept that we maybe saw in passing that lo nitna Torah l'malchei hashoris, meaning to say as follows, that to expect the Kohanim, the second that the Avodah is over, to remove the Big Day Kahuna, is impossible. Right? And therefore, this that the Kohanim could need to wear Big Day Kahuna during Avodah, so that is Mechayev, that they should be able to wear it some degree afterwards.
Even right?
Or even before, for that matter. Right? Before it's probably right. So that's why it's only discussed about afterwards, right? Mm-hmm. Afterwards, right? It's impossible, and therefore, based on that, the shaila is how far extending is. Would there be a heter? Therefore, even to a point which is not necessary, even though they had time to take it off, they'd still be able to wear it or not. That's the Gemara Shiloh over here. So therefore, the Gemara by us want to bring a raya from our Mishnah, that Bedichna Nitin Lahonis, and that the Gemara says that there's no raya. Why? Because this is Tzarech Havoidah. Right? Tzarech Havoidah is different. We wouldn't have a raya to things which the Iker Shiloh included, things which are not Tzarech Havoidah. And we'll see that even further, right, the Iker Shiloh, Kinnira would have extended even to things which are not even related to Mikdash at all, outside the Mikdash. Mura goes further. Toshma. Right, so now we're going to, the sugya is going to discuss bringing rise to the shayla. Toshma. Mishnah Tomid says as follows. Lo hayu shenim bebig de kodesh. The Mishnah says over there that the Kehanim would not sleep with the big de kahuna. And the Mishnah over there continues, like the Gemara is going to tell us in a moment. Right? That's the Hemshach of the Mishnah. They wouldn't sleep. These are the Kohanim. This actually is talking about in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Beis HaMoikud. The Mishnah is describing over there that the Kohanim question which Kohanim maybe. The Kohanim have to do Avodah tomorrow, did Avodah yesterday, right, based on the din, maybe some kind of lina de halocha, right, like have a karbonus to stay overnight, at akoponim, but the Kohanim that stayed overnight in the Beis HaMikdash, right, which we had before, right, that was one of the lishchas in the Beis HaMikdash, chetzi b'chol, chetzi b'kodesh, right, otherwise they wouldn't be able to lie down, I had to stand. So the Mishnah over there says that they wouldn't wear Big Day Kuhn when they go to sleep. Rather, they take it off, fold it, and put it Tachas Roshen, Eitzel Roshen, we'll see, and the Gemara comes up. So the Gemara over here is makes the deek over here. The Mishnah seems to be saying that for sleep, for Shena, they wouldn't wear the Big Day Kuhn. And therefore it's Meduyik, Shinahu Deloy, Homechal Achli, but sleeping, they're allowed to. Eating, they're allowed to. Right? And therefore, eating, the Gemara at this point, the Gemara understands. I mean, the eating that was going on there was Achilas Kolchim, but the Gemara understands over here, apparently feels that it's not, doesn't even have the level of Tzorich tzarech avoida, and that's why the Mora thinks that Mora is viewing this achila as something which is totally aside from avoida, and it's meduik that they were allowed to wear big day kahuna b'shas achilas kobonis. Now, it would seem from the Gemara, like we mentioned before, that that's posha, that there's no requirement to wear big day kahuna b'shas achila. From the fact that they're allowed to wear it, that's a raya that if one could wear big day kahuna at a time that's not required, that's a raya that's nitin lehonos, that there's a heter for big day kahuna, right, to do things which are not required big day kahuna. On that, the Gemara says, no raya. Dil mishani achila l'tzorech avoydehi. Zok the Gemara that this concept of tzorech avoyde applies to achila also. Gemara brings a braisa, kidisanya, v'ochlo oisim asher kuper bohem. The pasuk over here relates kapora to achila. Achilas kohanim. Mlamedcha, mlamed, so this is the Brayis. The Brayis says, we learn from this pasuk over here, which seemed to be that there's a tliya, a contingency in the kapora and achilas kohanim. Through the achilas kohanim, that brings about the kaporas habaylim. So definitely, if that's true, so that's the basis of a tzarech avoida.
What we're doing now, does that mean that a tzarech avoida is muta be bidei zohar? I mean, they don't have the bidei kuda.
Not well, like we saw. I mean, there's hagrola definitely needs it, right? Oh, so working that way, it's not necessarily so, right? Whatever is going to be brought in this sugya over here, we could assume that there is no requirement, right? And that's why we pointed out before that you see from this sugya, and that it seems to be a hanocha, an assumption that bidukun are not required for achilas kochim. That's what it would seem to be from this sugya. Right? If anyone has any rias otherwise, right, we'll have to deal with that. But from this sugya, it would seem to be that that's the assumption, that big day kuna are not required for achilas kochim, and therefore the Gemara is going to bring a rise. Hagam, that it's not required. Nevertheless, one may, that's a right asugya, that a person could wear big day kuna at a time that he doesn't need to. That's a right to this idea that one may have a noise, nit lahonis. Now, in the Gemara's teretz over here, the Gemara answers that big day kuhuna, I'm sorry, that achila is tzarechav. The Gemara brings a brayis over here. Now, the understanding of this, what is din over here, is something which needs explanation. We'll just be ma'irer as in what this means over here now, because you know we're rather familiar with the fact that Avad, right, exactly, the Zrika Saddam is ma'akiv, that's what it is. As a matter of fact, that we know that you know, even not necessarily the full Zrika is really what's ma'akiv, matana achas, is really what's ma'akiv. Now this Gemara over here is telling us something new over here, right, as far as the kapora is concerned. Now, l'chayra, what we would think to say over here is, just to put things into perspective, that we know that the Avodah Saddam, that's what creates the kapora, right? That's a cause for kapora, right? That's the korban is accomplished. When the Gemara is saying over here that achilas kohanim, right, what does the Gemara mean to say that's also something which causes kapora? That's a positive cause to kapora? Is that what the Gemara means? Or what the Gemara just means to say is that kapora is contingent on that. And therefore the kapora, which is of course only accomplished by the dam, but the kapora, there's some kind of connection that the kapora is not received, let's say, until this. More like a condition. It's conditional. the kapora, the there's a condition in the kapora. In order for the kapora to be, which the dam is what, which is the cause of it, it's conditional la'achilas kehanim. Right? That definitely would make things easier to understand. We know that the halacha is that the ma'aseh, I mean, if the basar, right, somehow is lost or is nitma afterwards, right, there's still kapora, right. Now, were it to be that's a cause to kapora, a person would need to bring another korban, right? And that's, we never heard such a thing. But according to this explanation, right, then I think that could be understood, that this, that the halacha of kohen ochim b'mus kaprim is that as long as there is the basa around to be eaten, so then that condition of achilas basar, since it's destined to be done, so then you have this clear, this contingency. One, if it's lost, so that's not going to be able to be done. So then you have that. So it's not something which causes the kapara. At most, it's something which is the kapara is contingent on. And even that in itself, right, we have to question that. Does that mean that the entire kapara is contingent on this, or there's some kind of aspect in the complete kapora, right, which has to do with the achilas kohanim? But the basic kapora, were the kohen echveis, to be poshea and not to eat it, or whatever it would be, there's zero kapora till the kohanim eat it, right? Or what we just mean is that the hashlama, the shlemus, the entire kapora that the korban could offer a person is not accomplished till the achilas kohanim. Now the meforshim are ma'oyer that. There are sugyas which might be mashma that achilas kehanim therefore is really more than just merely a tzorech avoida. It's not avoida itself. As far as emes is more from the sugyim sochem. Akoponim, that with our explanation of how it works, I think it's a little more moving. Maybe why this sugya holds that it's tzorech avoda, because it's not something which is actually causing the kapora, something that the kapora is contingent on. There's a Ritva over here, that the Ritva is really talking already in the first step of the Gemara, which is also applicable to this step of the Gemara. When the Gemara brings the initial raya that Bidei Kuna are Mutar L'Ohanes Bohen, before the Gemara tells us Tzorech Avoida, the Gemara says that Bidei Kuna L'Ohanes Mehen, so the Ritva points out as follows, Pirish, B'miktosh mihos, afilu shleil tzorech avoda. This, I think, more has a raya, zokter ritvo, that the raya is really a limited raya, meaning to say as follows, that inside of the Gemara, that big dehonus, anit lehonus, right, the full extent of nit lehonus, that's a hano even out of miktosh, if that's true. Now the Gemara over here brings a right from our mission that bidei kuna nitin lahonis. So on that, the Ritva is being ma'ir that you don't really see the full extent of what this tzad holds. On that, the Ritva says in a chanami, the Gemara doesn't mean to bring a raya more than that. Pirish b'miktosh mihos afil shol tzorech avoda. That much you have it. De'ilu chutz la miktosh leko lemeidak mehocha. You can't have, you don't have a raya over here. Ki kriyazu bezas noshim hoyso ki de'isul lekamon. So we see a couple of things from this Ritva. Right? We first see from this Ritva that side of the Gemara, that possibility that it's nitin lehona is something which is not limited to miktosh. That side would be, even outside miktosh, it will be mutter. Once it's nitin lehona, so then it's mutter even not in miktosh. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, what you do see from the Mikdash, from the Ritva is that there are different levels of heter, right, which would be a source to one of the sun that we mentioned before, right? That the Ritva is saying in this Gemara, when the Gemara says, initially thinks, before we know Tzorech HaVoidah, the Gemara is saying that I see that Nitin Lehonis, that there's a special, that there's a heter given to Big Dekuna, on that he says, well, only a Mikdash. That means that it's possible that there's that Nitin Lehonis, but that heter is only limited to Mikdash. Right? And, you know, the basis of that would be, and we'll see after we get to where the heter comes from, but the basis of that would be is that Bidei Kahuna is a Mikdash-oriented requirement. So therefore, you know, the Leinit L'malchei Asharis extends, right, to Mikdash, but outside of Mikdash, which is a place which doesn't lend at all to Bidei Kahuna, right, then the heter wouldn't extend to over there. So even though the original Shaila of the Gemara was not limited to this, but the Gemara in Daning with a Raya, the Ritva speaks out that at best, even the point Gemara thought Gemara had a Raya, but it was a limited Raya. So you see from the Ritva that definitely that when we talk about a Heter, it could be limited to Terim. And that would be the basis of one of the stuff that we were saying before. Gemara says, Tzorech HaVoidah, right? We just discussed before, right? Is that based on a Heter or not based on a Heter? Right? Really what we're clearing over here is that on the Tzad, that nitin lehonis, if it's a heter, so shine, you know, it's a heter, right? That's it. You know, there aren't different levels of it, and therefore, if there's no concept of different levels of heter, so then we'd have to learn in the Gemara that Tzorech HaVoidah doesn't require a heter, right? Because the Gemara is saying only to this, right? But what we see from the Ritva is that definitely there are different levels of heterim, right? And even on the side of the Gemara was bringing the Rai before the Gemara said Tzorech HaVoidah. Whereas I have a Rai nitin lehonis, on that Ritva says for Dover Poshut, right, that you don't have a raya to outside of Mikdash, right? Now, if we would say that, you know, you can't split it, you know, either it's mutter, it's not mutter, so then I would have a raya to outside of Mikdash. So you see that from the Ritva, that's a dover poshut to him, that the tzad of heter could have different levels, right? And it could very well be that where he got this from is because even on the tzad of the Gemara, that Tzorech HaVoidah, that's also a limited heter. So regardless, the Gemara is dealing with limited heterim.
So what happened between the... I mean, how does the answer the question? Right? In other words, if we're saying that there's a limited heter, and then the Gemara answers that, no, it's, you know, it's only a Tzorech HaVoidah, so it's answering that there's a limited heter.
So the Gemara really is discussing the limitations of the heter, or the... Right, the perimeters of the heter. I think, you know, as long as the Gemara didn't know Tzorech HaVoidah, so then that would have been a heter for anything in Mikdash oriented. Right, that's what Gemara is saying.
Right, but we're saying according to the Ritva, in the Hava Mina, I understood that it was limited. Right?
In the Hava Mina, when the Gemara brought the Raya, right?
Yeah.
In other words, like this. Let's say this is how the Gemara would go according to this. That we have a Shaila, the Tzad, that Nitin Lehonis is something which extends even to Gvun. On the Gemara, we're saying Shma Mino Nitnu Lahonis. According to the Ritva, what the Gemara means to say is that I have a raya that there is on the, there is a special heter, right? So that would enter this side. Whereas the side of Loi Nitnu Lahonis wouldn't allow him to wear Big Day Kahuna. So I see that there was a heter given. On that, the Ritva mentions that this that the Gemara is bringing a raya is not a full raya to the far extent of what the possibility in the Gemara. We only have a raya that as long as you're in Mikdash, you can wear Big Dekun to what you want.
So you can drink anything in the Mikdash.
Right. Right.
Sort of limiting it to
certain. Right. So one that was saying that, no, you don't have a raya that far. Right? You don't have a raya just to this. Right? That's what should come out according to the Ritva.
Completely. It's like that. What really hiking up is when you say, L'malchei Asharis, what does that mean? Does it mean Asharis is complete heter, or as far as the concept of Nitin L'malchei Asharis, that's how far we go. Once it's already
Well, see, I mean, L'malchei Asharis is the basis of some kind of heter, right? But obviously we understand that, you know, that that you couldn't take that and therefore just say, you know, do it right, we want now. Yeah, I mean, this is,
well,
you know, right?
Right.
Now, once there is a basis of a heter, right, so then that's the reason to think, like, we'll see that the heter extends further, even if you're not acting like a malach, right? Right? That's the shiloh over here, right? What's the... is there extended heter, and what are the perimeters of that extended heter? Now, one thing we have to speak out over here, and this Rashi makes the mention of it, let's just speak out what the Mishnah says over here, that sleeping one may not wear his bigdei kohuna. More is medayik that other things you can. Right? That's a diik over here. I mean, the derech of the Yukim and Shas is that, why is the Mishnah picking sleep if it applied to everything else? Because as long as we don't know why the Mishnah is singling it out, Shina, Mosby, because this halacha only applies to Shina, and that's the basis of the diik. Shina not, and Achila yeah. And Mora says, well, Achila, if you could, because you see that it's Nitin Lahonis. Nitin Lahonis. So once it's Nitin Lahonis, then the question is, so why not Shina? Right. I mean, sleeping you couldn't. We would understand because you know it's not you're not doing avodah. So that's why you can't. But once you're telling me that sleeping you can't and achila you could, the reason why you could do achila is because it's nitin lahonis. So why is sleeping any different? On that, Rashi tells us right over here. Shin hud lo yishama yafiach. Right? So Rashi is coming to explain to us that sleeping has other issues aside from lahano. Right? Shem yafiach. Right, maybe which is an image for covered for the regarding something to that extent. Right, so this is a, even if there was a heter as far as the Issa Hano is concerned, but there's a second issue, right, which is something that we'll see will come up again in the Gemara, right, to explain differences that even if you hold that it's mutter lehanos, but there are other issues that you have to deal with, and that will be the basis. The Gemara is being garayv achilas mutter because nit lehanos one may have Hano, nevertheless she is also. Why is that? The answer to that is because there's a second issue, a shema yafiach, you have to deal with that, and because of that, that's what doesn't allow the kehanim to wear the begotten, even though as far as the Issa Hano wouldn't be a problem. That's the more held at that point. Now, of course, once the Gemara is madchedis, and the Gemara says that shani achil es tzorech avodah, the Gemara is going back, that lo'olam is lo'init lo'onis, right, in a general way, only achilu, which has a special maila of tzorech avoda. So hashta aslach, we don't need to talk about shema yafiach. The reason why you can't sleep is because there's no heter, so there's an isra hanosh shabbat, right? So nothing to do with yafiach according to this. We don't have to come on to him. Rashi's only saying that on the side that there's no isra hanosh, so we need to explain, because regardless, shin is also. Lomaz en vayten. Zogt gemara, it would be similarly meduyik, shin hu deloy ha haluchi mahalchi, shin not, but to walk around, one may do that. Now, on that, we don't have an answer of tzarech avoida. So, on that thing, Mora has to answer differently. Zodmar as follows, bidin hu de haluchi nami loy. What Mora means to do over here is Mora means to take off. To do away with the diik, the initial diik, la'olam walking when one may not do. So if so, why does the Mishnah say shina, right? Which shina, not limited to shina, has bigger problems. We said before, right? One could think that the reason why you can't is because shem yafiach, which is not applicable to halicha. That's why we made this diik, and we assume that halicha one may. And that the Gemara says b'seifa it's jichalei. And the reason why the Mishnah wanted to focus on Shina, even though the Tzad Ha'isr Sheba really applies to Halicha also, the Sefer Tzrichele, Peshner Mekaf Mnichim Tachas Rasheim. The Sefer Tzrichele is the Tzad Heter that exists by Shina. And as what the Mura is saying right now is that the truth is that when the Mishnah says that one may not sleep in Big Day Kahuna, who had in that a person takanala just walk around with Big Day Kahuna either. So why is the Mishnah saying Shina? Tell me a bigger chiddush, right? Shina has the Shem Yafiach problem, right? Tell me something that doesn't have a Shem Yafiach problem, so it'll be clear that the reason why it's also is because of Inisa Hano problem. So on that the Gemara answers is because the Tana wanted to tell you the Sefer, the Tzad Heter, that even though it's also to sleep with the Big Day Kahuna, but it's mutter lanicha tachas rishayin. Right? We'll see more what that actually means in a moment. But that's the tzad heter at the moment. See, even though that is taka and isur, but the Tana wants to point out that tzad heter, this is tzad heter which only exists by Shina. And that's why the Mishnah wanted to mention that on the one hand, so according to this, what the Mishnah is saying is that Shina is also, that's lav dafka, that's taka as an example. And Shina is also hu hadin, halicha is also. The reason why the Tana pointed out Shina is in order to let me know that even though Shina is also, but there's a tzad heter in Shina, then that's as far as lahnichas tachas or shein, whatever that means. So Krashi, on top of sepas tuichle Shina denokat this that the Mishnah chose Shina mishum debalash minon shemuter litein tachas or shein. What's the chiddush in that? That even though one is not wearing them, right? We'll see. You know, the Gemara right now is going that it's also lahanis, right? And therefore the Isser includes halicha also. But like we mentioned before, that Shin always has a second aspect of Shema Yafiach, and this could have been something which is even at a point when there's not a hano, this tachas v'shein idea, and the Shem Yafiach could affect that, even the positioning where you're putting the Big Day Kahuna. That's what Mishnah's coming to say, that even though Shina could have a Shem Yafiach concern, but it's not going to affect this din of putting the Big Day Kahuna tachas v'shein.
What does it mean, Machshir Poshtim?
As long as you're not wearing them anymore. Right? Shem Yafiach is only a problem when one is wearing it. If you're not wearing it, then we're not concerned. Right, Shem Yafiach. Now, in the Gemara, in the Cheshbon of the Gemara itself, that even though the Gemara right now said we were Madcher Diik because of the question of Halicha, but the truth of the matter is that Hashda Os Lahochi, that were one to want to know that do we still have the right to say from over here that achila is tzarech avoida, that is also off. We have no, once we're saying that the dig is not here anymore. So the Gemara is saying that la'olam shina is lav dafka. Shina, the issa that the Mishnah says is really includes more than shina. So according to this Cheshbon of the Gemara, we really could step back, go a step further back, when we could say that as far as we're concerned, that maybe Achila is also Osir. And this that the Mishnah is saying is Shina, right, is for this reason, the same reason why the Gemara is saying for Shina as opposed to Halicha. Right, so even so, the Mashmoyis HaGemara seems to be focusing on Achila, right, and probably the reason for that is because the Gemara has a braisa that achila is tzarech avoida, and tzarech avoida is already a proven from our Gemara that that's the basis of the heter. And so therefore, the Gemara doesn't seem to make a chazara on it, right? Because of the fact that we already have the sources. But in truth, were we to have to take it out of this Gemara itself, right? We would be able to really do away with that diik, the same way we did away with the diik of Halicha. Right? The reason why the Gemara doesn't, like we're saying, is because we have the sources regardless of such a thing, right? And that would explain why the Gemara is only focusing on Halicha, and the Gemara doesn't make any mention. You know, Hashda Oslahochi, you have no raya as far as even at Benegay Tachid is concerned. Let's just see one more shtickle over here in the Gemara. The The Mishnah tells us over there that the tzad heter of Shina is to put the bigdei kahuna, use it as a pillow. Fold it, put it on your head as a pillow. And that the Gemara says, well, that in itself is a raya. Sham min a bigdei kahuna in la'on is for him. That in itself is a raya. Right? One's using the bigdei kahuna to support his head as a pillow, right? That in itself is a raya. So, Omar Rav Popo, loitema, tachas v'shine, ele ema, k'neged v'shine. This piece of Gemara obviously goes together with the last piece of Gemara, because Gemara didn't really accomplish anything. After we understand this, right, that'll go into what that means. Akapan, let's just focus on this for the moment. The Mishnah says that Bigdei Kahuna, a Kohen may put under his head. On that thing, Mori says, well, Sham, you know, Raya from over here, that it's Nitin Lehonis. It's Nitin Lehonis. Now, according to this, the explanation of the Mishnah is that it's Mut Lehonis. This that one may not wear while he's sleeping, like Vashi mentioned before, Al Sham Yafiach. And what we'll be saying over here is that the concern of Shami Afiyach, like Rashi mentioned before, once you're not wearing it, even if it's under your head, is not a problem. That's what the Mishnah would be saying over here. The Gemara right now is to bring Garai, I'm sorry, that it's Mutal Ahonis, right? That you're allowed to be Nana, because he's being Nana over here. I mean, obviously, you see from here also, right, that there's no problem of... that's what we meant to say. Excuse me. On the side that it's mutar lahonis, so how come you can't wear it? Right. The answer is because when you're wearing, it, there's a problem of shami yafia. Right. But once you over here, even though you're putting it, right, once you're not wearing it anymore, there's no problem of shami yafia. Omer Rav Papa leteim atachas rishen leim kneged rishen. On that, Rav Papa says that there's no raya because seemingly Rav Papa is saying something. He's changing the Kavanah HaMishnah, right? Which seems to be a doichak, right? The true Kavanah intention of the Mishnah is not Tachas Hashem, which would mean that he'd be Nene. You're putting it Kineged Hashem. There's no Hano over there. So what's the Mishnah coming to say? The Mishnah coming to say that there's no Shem Yafiach issue. That's the more...
So the Prophet is saying that there is an issue of Shem Yafiach, Tachas Hashem. That's what he's saying, Kineged Hashem.
No, he's really coming to say that Tachas Hashem is a problem of Hano, right? Or the real problem. Lo'oilom, Bigdei Kahuna, are not Nitin Lahonis. And the more wants being a raya, see, if you use it as a pillow, Vais Tachas, that is Nitin Lahonis, you can have Hano from it. I'm saying, no, you can't have Hano from it. Right? And under your head, you can't because you have an Issa Hano. Right? That's true. There might be, yeah, right? But, Hashem Yafiach is not the issue. There's a much more major problem over here. Right, you can't have it on. The reason why, and you're talking not putting it under your head, you're putting it near your head. Right? And so what's the Mishnah comment to say that one may take it off and put it near his head? Right, the Mishnah, because there could have been a problem even near your head of Shami Yafiach, that could have been a problem. And the Mishnah's comment to tell you that much, right, is mutter. Now the truth of the matter is that. At this point of the Gemara, if this is what this means, that as far as how or when we concern of Shem Yafiach, it could be that we never concern Shem Yafiach, because while you're wearing it, right, and while it's under your head, the problem is a Hanor problem, right? So you don't see anything about Shem Yafiach, right? The first time Shem Yafiach surfaces is Eitzel Rashayin, right? So what we could take out over there, do we take out over there merely because it's you're not wearing it, there's no problem of Shem Yafiach, or maybe for that matter, there is no issue of Shem Yafiach, right? This we don't really see. You only see that when if wearing it would be a Shem Yafiach problem, and when you take it off, it's not. Then you see the difference, that at this point, there's no problem of Shem Yafiach. But at this point in the Gemara right now, that we're going Lo'olam, that it's Lo'olam Lahonis, and while you're wearing it, the reason why it's also is because of a Hanor problem, so we don't even see the Shem Yafiach making any problem at all, right? So as far as we're concerned, maybe what the Mishnah means to say is that Shem Yafiach was never a problem. and therefore once you take care of the hano problem by putting it near your head, any other problem doesn't exist in the first place.
If the way you're saying it, Rav Papa is bringing a raya from the Mishnah that it's also a hanos from it. Why can't we just leave it that he's
no? I'm saying he's learning the Mishnah in a way. He's not bringing a raya. He's just saying that I could learn the Mishnah in a way that it's also lahanos. That's what he's coming to. You know, the Gemara originally brought a raya that what would be the basis of putting it under your head must be that's lahanos. So on that, Rav is saying no, I could still learn the Mishnah that it's also lahanos, and this would be the explanation of the Mishnah. But of course, that's it's only a dilma, right? Nechnami. We're just giving the full.
What's the dilma? I mean, what's the dilma?
The dilma means that if we have the right to adjust the Mishnah at this point, right? And still at this point, where we'd say that we have two ways of learning the Mishnah: tachas v'shein and etel v'shein. Tachas v'shein, right? Definitely, that's the more simpler understanding. And if you learn the Mishnah tachas v'shein, definitely the Mishnah is saying you have a right. It's mutl lehanos. The Papa is offering a possibility to be madche the pashtus haMishnah and learn that the Mishnah means etel v'shein, and le'olam it's also lehanos. That's what I'm going to say. According to that, that will be the explanation that the Mishnah really would hold also lehanos. And this is, the explanation of the Mishnah. It's really also lehanos. That's why the Mishnah doesn't mean to say tachas v'shein. You can't put it under your head. The Mishnah's coming to say you can put it near your head. And the point of the Mishnah is coming to say, to show me that heter, you're not being nenas. Of course, it's poor, you can put it near your head. On that, the chiddush to that would be because there is a secondary issue of Shem Yifiyach, and that's the Mishnah's coming to say that that's not an issue.
So I would have thought the Dilma was that he's definitely learning that it's Eitzel Roshehem, and we're going to see from the Hemshech of the Gemara that from Shatnes there's a support to that, right?
Okay.
So we're not, right?
Are we there at this point?
Well,
okay, let's say this. How do you want to
right?
say
it? And but we don't have a raya from our Mishnah either way, because we could give an external reason why he, in other words, Shema Yafiach might be even if it's Eitzel Roshehem, or it could be because it's Lav Lehenos. In other words, we don't have a raya from our Mishnah one way or the other. That's what Rav Papa is doing, is he's changing the Pashup Shad of the Mishnah that he's lying on it to that it's away from his head, and therefore we're left that there could be other reasons why he has to put it on the side, or it could be because of Lav Lehenos, right? But I'm not understanding.
See, at this point in the Gemara, we don't have Kelayim yet to deal with. We don't. The Gemara Kipshuta is a two step process,
right? But for some reason, the Rav is learning that Rav Papa is saying that maybe it means away from his head, and I don't see that in Rav Papa's lashon.
Oh yeah, uh-huh. Okay. Let's see. What does Rav Papa say? So, at this point, this is what he would like to say, but does he have any basis to say this at this point of the Gemara?
So
there's a Hachinam Mistab, which the Gemara continues.
Right.
And see, so if you want to incorporate the Hachinam Mistab at this point of the Gemara, then you're right. Then he's not, then he's not a Dilma. He's saying that there's definitely no rife in this Mishnah, because this Mishnah, definitely can't mean tachas v'shein.
So
that's how you understood from the way he doesn't say a dilma.
And the fact that he doesn't bring a raya,
he doesn't have a raya.
Well,
right?
Okay.
Well, we'll see in a moment, all right? We don't have any time, but we're going to have to steal some time just because okay. You murdered this thing. Just one moment, okay, and then we'll let the ilum go. So, usually in the Derech HaShas, like we saw until now, right? The Gemara, is madche. There's a way, there's a way to learn otherwise. And that's seemingly what Rav Papa is doing over here, is that he's giving us another option. Therefore, there's no raya. You can still try to learn like you want, but to bring a raya from over here, there's no raya because I could learn otherwise. And then the Gemara continues, Hachinami Mistavra, which is usually the second step, which says, well, the truth of the matter is, the way I'm learning the Mishnah is Mukhach. You definitely don't have a Raya. You're for sure wrong the way you're learning the Mishnah, because the Mishnah regardless can't mean Tachas Rashayin. Right? That's Gevetlich, the Seder HaGemara. Now, the Gemara goes over here, and the Gemara says, Omer of Mishash, Shamina, Tfilman Atzad Shaper Domi. The Gemara says, the Mishash brings a Raya from Rav Popo, that the Mishnah over here is being matir eight of a shein, right? That tefillin, a person could leave his tefillin min hatzad. There's no problem of shemi afiach. A raya from Rav Popo. I mean, the tzad heter of Rav Popo. Right,
it's mashma under the head is aser because of shami yafiach, and the only minatzad is mutter.
Right.
No, I mean, you just see from over there that minatzad is no problem, right? Is that no problem shami yafiach? But do you see that under the head is a problem of shami yafiach? If you want to put your tefillin under your head, right? I mean. Of the other news, you have a right to that.
So why is he saying that? Why mean that? What are the reasons?
You don't see more than that, right? Because you don't see more than that, right? That's, you know, Rav Papa at this point is saying that the bidei kuna under your head is also because of hano, right? Maybe there's no problem with shemim fiach either, right? And if that's the issue, right? Yeah, we don't know. Yeah, let me just quickly say over Ritva, okay? The Ritva asked a question over here in the reading of the Gemara. How could anyone possibly bring a raya from Rav Papa? You see, he asked the question like this, right? I have to work out exactly what he's asking, but I'm just in the reading of the Gemara, he asked the question like this. I mean, Rav Papa is only saying he's bimadchi, you know, he's offering another possibility. So how could anyone possibly bring a raya based on Rav Papa? You know, you see this. I mean, Rav Papa himself agrees that there's another way to learn the Mishnah. Right? He's just saying that you don't have any right to what you want to say because I can learn like this. Now, based on what I'm saying, you know, you have a right to that. Well, you don't have a right because you can learn like him. Right? So you see from the Ritva that he understands, right, that Rav this, at least in his question, right, that Rav Papa just adichi ba'alma. So Ritva Taka says, you know, as far as this is concerned, he says two things, right? He says either that the Gemara Taka doesn't say Dilma, so therefore the Gemara saw that Rav Papa was definite in what he meant to say, right? And the other tzad in the Ritva is no, he doesn't have. I think since the Taisu Shoshanim says his other teretz, if I'm not mistaken, that the raya that the Gemara is bringing is really based on the next piece of the Gemara on the Tisbara, mm-hmm. Right? And it could be that you could put the two things together. That the vados, the loshen of Rav Papa is really based on the fact that he has a hochinah mistavra upcoming, right? And the Gemara's raya, you know, is based on the fact that, like, regardless of the fact that Rav Papa was a vada, either based on the hochinah mistavra or either without it, right? But you see that you know, were we not to say this, then the simple understanding of the Gemara would just be just a dicha, and he's still open to two possibilities, and therefore he's bothered. How can you bring a raya from what Rav Papa is saying? Okay, shkoichu b'yankol to you. This is mamash the pre-omel, right?